Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And I just want to tell you right now to get ready. Fasten your seatbelts, because God is going to take you on a whirlwind blessing cruise. Anybody want to go on a blessing cruise today?
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Anybody want to go on a journey that will lead you from blessing to blessing, from height to height, and from glory to glory? Come on now. Hallelujah. It's time for, hallelujah, for the victory service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Again, where the broken are made whole by God, whether you're broken spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, or financially, God want to bless your socks off. Hallelujah. Oh, this is our pastor, E.T. Bird. Hallelujah. Along with my co-host, hallelujah, Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're on fire for the Lord because God has done something great for us today. Glory to God. You know what happened today, Pastor Peaches? He woke us up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you're listening to, if you're listening to my voice right now, if you can hear it, glory to God, that means that he woke you up too. Or you've been up all night. But anyway, you still up.
Amen. Huh?
On this side of the river. Is that right?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can I can't buy one? Can I rent one for just a few minutes? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Blow the trumpets in Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want some courageous soldiers of the Most High God, hallelujah, to stand up and be counted, hallelujah, in this last and evil day, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, can I get you to do me a favor, hallelujah. Can I get that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, now can you give the housekeeping suggestions to the great men and women, boys and girls who are actually tuned in to this service right now?
Praise God. Call all the family into the room. Tell them bring their Bibles, their composition notebooks, their ink pens and pencils. Bring two or whatever they have. and bring their communion elements, their bread, their toast, bring their water, their milk, whatever they're going to use for communion. So you have everything ready when we go to break bread for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. And we just want to share this with y'all. Y'all need to understand that God is in the blessing business.
Yes, he is.
And I know that there have been a lot of you been disenchanted by church and by a lot of what's been going on in the past, because, you know, the church has been talking about healing and deliverance for a long time, and there are a whole bunch of folk in church sick. And then, glory to God, and then, glory to God, the church has been talking about being blessed, you know, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, financially, and a lot of poor people in the church. And y'all been disenchanted. You say, if all this is going on, God is doing all this, why don't I see this in the church? Why don't I see this in my community, in my family? Well, glory to God. I just want to let you know right now, glory to God, that God is hovering over us right now, wherever you are in the world, waiting to show himself strong on our behalf. Hallelujah. And often the problem is not with God. Come on now. It's with us. Because we want God to bless our socks off, and then we pick up his word once a week or once every 2 weeks. Come on now. And sometimes not even that. Come on now. And then we say, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Or gimme, 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 my name is Kimmy. But what are you doing for God? You want to know the will of God? It's in his word. His word is his will, and his will is his word. If you want to know how to go, what to do, and how to do it, you go to his word, baby boy, baby girl. Hallelujah. You got to get into his word. But praise God. Hallelujah, Lord to God. I didn't mean to go there, Pastor Peaches, but somebody needed that, because they've been complaining about God. They've been almost angry at God. And they need to go to the mirror and point a finger at that person in the mirror. Come on now. Because the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves, that we ain't getting everything that God has for us. You know, Shakespeare said that, a little bit of that. I don't know if he was saved or not, but he got a revelation from God on that one. Hallelujah. But Pastor Peaches, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm gonna let you alone so you can get ready for what the Children's Corner is gonna do. But you know what? I just have a suspicion, not a suspicion, but an expectation that God is gonna bless scores of people all over the world today, tonight, through this broadcast. Now, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Men, women, boys and girls, to get somebody's name up in your heart that you know standing in the need of something. Boys and girls, it may be a child that may just need a new toy. That's all right. God can cover that too. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't, well, I'm going to leave that alone. I've got to tell you this. God is concerned about everything in your life, not some things in your life. Everything. Grandma said everything, 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 everything but a bird. That's right. So I want you to get the names ready, because we're getting ready to flow with what God wants to do with us. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want y'all to expect a blessing of the Lord. Expect him to bless the name that you're going to place into the atmosphere. Because when the praises go up, what comes down, Pastor Peaches?
Listen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now get ready, get ready, get ready. In fact, be ready, be ready, be ready. Here we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Pastor, really make people
sure. Presence of the Lord is here.
Presence
of the Lord is
here. Pastor Maxine,
the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Pastor, we open it tonight.
Spirit of the Lord is here.
Linda Blackwell.
I feel it in
Sterling. And Reggie.
The Spirit
and Barry. And David and Scooter. And Alan, and Danya, and Tiffany, Bianca, Mother Dolores Harris, and Jeanette Harris, Yvette Harris, Roslyn, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dustin Harper, Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah, Linda Smith, Sandra Orange, Elvis, Bobby Orange.
Fresh out of Monty. Jasmine Austin. Monty Andrews.
Hallelujah.
Smith.
Hallelujah.
Stephanie Harding.
Gloria.
Glorious Ash.
Sheila Jessen.
James Bank.
Sheila from Jessen.
Kate Family.
Kimmy Stevenson. Cynthia.
Battle.
Prophet Cynthia.
Please.
Hallelujah. And
Marissa Beckles.
Jennings Hill.
Sarah Bell.
Rosetta Scarlett.
Sarah Bennett.
And her husband. Hallelujah.
Thomas Bennett.
Sister Robin Stewart and her husband.
Karen Bostick.
Joan and Lil.
Jenny Boney.
Maria. Calvin and Tanya.
Karen Bostick.
And another
Maxwell family.
And another Calvin.
Crystal Branch.
Tavon. And another Tavon.
Bright.
And another Tavon.
Brittany.
Hallelujah. Earl.
Denise Brown.
Another Earl.
Andrew Brown.
Glory to God.
Aaron Bucknor.
And Tony. Antonio. Another Antonio. Dexter. And
Damon. Harriet Birch.
Daryl. Another Daryl.
Tim Butler.
Another Daryl.
Bird. Dorothy Bird.
George.
Earl Bird.
Hallelujah. Julie. Anna Avery.
Earl Bird Jr.
Little Kitty. Stephanie.
Tanya Bird.
Stephanie. Little Stephanie.
Karen Campbell.
Hey, Monica.
John Campbell.
Julia.
Andy Shocker. Malaya Carr.
Victor.
Lola Carr.
Powell.
Donald Carter.
Talon Powell. Dr. Teresa Wilson. Hallelujah.
Mr. Cedric.
Vanilla
McCoy. Antoine Chase.
Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior.
Charity.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Tina.
Bonita Church. Jay.
Jack Cleveland.
Glory to God.
Mr. Cliff.
Hadley.
Alan
Hadley.
Grace.
Hallelujah. Tara. Mona.
Shelly Curtis. Daniel. Danielle
Hadley.
Elijah Curtis.
Carissa Johnson.
Curtis.
Loretta Johnson.
Prophet Cynthia.
Hallelujah.
Willa Davis.
Tom Johnson.
Desiree.
Glory to God.
Lord, Lisa Doucette. Rich Dowd.
Hallelujah.
Down.
Back. Hallelujah. Glory.
Roland Drumgold.
Hallelujah.
Linda Mack.
Joseph.
Pastor Dunston.
Hallelujah. Khalifa.
John Edmond.
Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright.
Kenny Ennals.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ash.
Sister
Don.
Johnson.
Joshua
Danielle. Another Danielle.
Myself.
A Dominique, another Dominique, another Reggie,
Colfoot.
Another Reggie,
Tracy Garland, Gloria Garrett,
Glory to God.
Ed Govar, Elizabeth, Isabel Govar,
another Jones,
Leslie Govar, Jason,
Hallelujah, Glory to God,
Govar,
Lil, Hallelujah, Bob, another Bob,
Ed, Benjamin,
Rudolph,
Tony Green, Nadine Handy,
Manuel,
Aaron Harmon, Angie Harris. Mother Hurst, Nadine Hurst.
Hallelujah. Minister James.
Anthony Henley.
Sharon Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper.
Hill.
Sharon Harper. Hallelujah.
Israel Nunez.
Pastor
Jesse.
Thomas Webb.
First Lady Johnson. Bertha Johnson. Corey Johnson. Jalene. Terrell. Marina. Rachel. Shandia.
Dominique.
Mikey.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Roy McCullough. Tony Jones.
Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Hallelujah.
Lawson, Lili, Maxine Lee, Janique Lockhart,
Hallelujah.
Al Lowry,
Christopher Matt,
Michael Mann,
Pamela, another Pamela,
Frank Crenshaw,
Keith Moore, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Paul Massey, Xavier Ramey.
Hallelujah.
Pamela.
Bob Wong.
Lisa Mayhawk.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cynthia.
Teresa McCloud.
Stephanie.
Teresa Mealy.
Jennifer.
Margie Mercy.
Jennifer. Lawrence.
Peggy.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Larry Horn.
Kathy.
Tommy
Horn. Moore. Linda Moore.
LeVon. God Kathy.
Morales.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Cassandra. Minnie. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Very Neville.
Glory to God. Praise God. Toya
Pratt.
Norman Nevin.
Greta.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jerry. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Diana.
Jerry.
Michael Simone.
Ray Warren. Mitchell Warren. Leroy Calvary and family.
That was
Hallelujah. Freddie Jefferson.
Russ Stanfield.
Benjamin Thomas and family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
Thompson.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Paula Willie.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Regina.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on. You know some more names. Put it up in the atmosphere of blessings right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jennifer Bob. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paige Trammell. Hallelujah. Glory to Glenda Blanchard. Hallelujah. Holden Ransom. Hallelujah. Kenneth Rupert. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kenneth Mitchell, hallelujah, glory to God.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Mitchell Warren, little Mitch, big Mitch, hallelujah, glory to God.
Lord, in the name of
Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Michelle, Bishop Waters, hallelujah, glory to God. Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, hallelujah. Pastor East End Royal, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Shekinah, Shata. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blessings that are happening now. We thank God. Hallelujah. Gary Don Wilson. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw. Carol Dunstan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kathleen Austin. Hallelujah. Arlene Austin. Sharon Artis. Hallelujah. Sharon Ricks. Laverne Ricks. Hallelujah. Dorcas Ricks.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Betty Christmas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Michael Shelton, LaVonda, and Francine. Hallelujah. Marie. Hallelujah. And Deborah. And hallelujah. Charles Thomas. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh,
we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kimberly. Hallelujah. Another Kimberly. Brother Anthony, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shelly, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord.
We thank you.
Bless your name, Jesus.
The word of God. Psalms 107.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
All over the world.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come into the homes or on the jobs or wherever listeners of this program are. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need and abundance. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you know, one of the things that a lot of people look forward to on Wednesday, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they look forward to a teacher we have on Wednesdays. Can you imagine what that teacher is? Hallelujah. Can you figure out what that feature is that people want to look forward to, especially some children, look forward to on Wednesdays. Do you know what that is?
We take communion on Wednesdays.
And what else?
The children's corner.
Yeah, I knew, Lord have mercy. See, she's messing with me now, y'all.
He has made me glad. I will enter his gate. Kids Praise Company.
All right. Here we go.
Popular track. 10. He has made me beat off.
Hallelujah. Good evening, young people. Hallelujah. What day is it? Hallelujah. It's Wednesday and you're halfway through the week. Halfway through the school week. Hallelujah. Only two more days of going to school this week. Hallelujah. That's if you're not being homeschooled. If you're being homeschooled, then, oh, well. Well, two more days of, I guess so I'll say, of looking at books at home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And young people, I know, you know, a lot of times people say, well, children don't have stress. Schoolwork can be stressful. School can be stressful. People around you, people that are surrounding you in school can be stressful. Hallelujah. There are a whole lot of things that can stress a young person and can just make them feel like throwing in the towel. I don't want you young people to think that that adults are insensitive to what you have to go through. I was a child once, believe it or not. And a lot of times when children are small, or how, a lot of times small children are, what, you was a child at one time? Oh my goodness, really? Because you can't imagine your parents being your age. But they had to get to your age to get up to the age that they are. Okay, and there's a whole lot of things that even adults have to deal with. We have to deal with stress. We know children have to deal with stress. I worked with children for a number of years, and I noticed that children a lot of times don't know how to verbalize what they feel on the inside, and sometimes and may come out in different ways. And then sometimes your parents have to speak to you or put you in time out or tell you go chill pill or go sit down until you get yourself together or whatever. But you know what? there are some remedies that we, or there's some remedies that I know of that before you blow your top, before you stomp your feet, I used to suck my teeth and get in the huff, and my mother, she would come behind me and maybe pop me or whatever, but, you know, that was how I dealt with things until she corrected me, okay? And now I know some things that you can do or things I can pass on to you to keep you from stomping your feet and stomping up the steps and or saying some little colorful words or whatever. And you know what? Even when we are saved and filled with the Spirit of God, it doesn't mean that we don't want to stomp our feet and or it doesn't mean that things aren't going to bother us, because things are still going to bother us because we're still human. But God has given us a way to handle those things. So therefore, when we are rubbed the wrong way, or when we are angered, or when we are bullied, there's so, and it's so easy to say, okay, cast your cares on the, over on the Lord. It's easy to quote scripture. It is. It's easy to quote scripture. And but if you have the word of God down in you, if you have planted that word and repeat that word and marinate the word of God, you know what? When different things come, that is what's going to come up and out of you instead of the colorful words or instead of the thought, oh, and Lord, if she do it one more time, I'm going to smack her face off. You know what? Those the thoughts may come, but the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, God will give you the discipline to rebuke those thoughts, to hurry up and get those thoughts out your head, because we put the word of God there. And the more word we get in us, the less opportunities of those thoughts are going to come, okay? Before we fly off the handle and say some words that we don't that don't edify, we can count to 10. That's what somebody used to tell me, count to 10. When somebody's bothering you and you just, oh, one, two, and you stand it in your mind, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you exhale. Sometimes you're able to move out of that person's presence. Sometimes you may not be able to move out of that person's presence. Sometimes we're able to walk away. And sometimes they say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm casting this care over on you. And I thank you, Lord God, for keeping my hands in my pocket. I thank you, Lord God, for not allowing me to smack this person. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me a song down in my heart. Hallelujah. Because we know what? Because you know what? You can say the wrong thing, and guess what's going to happen? Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So if you were to say something back to that person, somebody say something to you, you only adding fire to the fire. And you know what? Fire can't put out fire. What do you put fire out with? You put fire out with water. Kill anger or an angry person with more anger. But when you speak softly to them, and they are spewing out all this anger, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They're going to say, what in the world is wrong with this fool? And they're going to get so upset, they may turn around on one heel and walk away. They may ball up their fists, whatever. But you're doing what God says to you. And God says a soft answer turns away wrath. And so therefore, God got your back. God's going to handle it. Only when you stay in God's word and meditate on it and put it in memory, you need to get it down in your spirit. This is the only way we can walk. This is the only way we don't walk in the flesh. Galatians 5 talks about the manifestations of that. We know that we don't have to walk, that we don't walk in the things that are going to manifest. Mm-hmm. And that is something we don't want.
Because we want to be pleasing to God.
Yes.
Romans 12:2 says to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only thing that's going to renew your mind is the word of God.
Now,
imagine your mind being a bucket of, and what's in the bucket is mud. Okay, let's say the world's ways is all this mud, and it's a bucket with the mud in it. Okay, and every time you put a scripture in there, a scripture is imagine a scripture being the rock. Every time you put rocks in this mud, what's going to happen to the mud? The mud's going to come out and come to the side and come over and roll over on the side, the top of the thing, and fall. So therefore, the more word we put in there, the more rocks we put in the bucket, more mud is going to come out. More mud is going to come out. Until after a while, we're going to be so filled with the word, no mud is going to be in that bucket.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So therefore, when you have time in the evening, spend all your time playing the Xbox. Give some time to the Lord. Give some time to God's word. Give some time to, like, memorizing the scripture. You need to take one scripture a day. Let's take one scripture a week. Write it on a little postcard. Put it on the mirror in the bathroom. Write the same scripture on the refrigerator and tape it. Put some tape. And that's your scripture for the week. Okay? If you're having trouble with your words, put scriptures, look in the Bible, and ask God to let you find, look in the concordance in the back, and ask God to show you the scriptures that will give you the discipline over your tongue, the scriptures about your tongue. And you quote it. And you know what? And when somebody says something to you, before you fly off the handle, give them word for word back, you know what? That scripture is going to come up. And you know what? And it's going to stop what's going to come out your mouth. And you know what? And the people around you is going to see a difference. And they say, oh, my gosh, I remember a time when she used to say some words out of her mouth. Wow, something done happened to her. Because believe you me, young people are watching you. When you confess or profess the word of God that you're saved and that you're different, you only have to even say, oh, I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, fine, baptized, and glory bound, heaven bound. I got Jesus on my mind. You don't have to say that. Don't you know people notice the difference in you than other young people? And then when they don't hear you curse, when they hear you give a soft word, when somebody's saying something ugly to you, that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes. When they see you not hanging with the rowdy crowd, the crowd that's getting into trouble, is getting into trouble, and the crowd that they know that's going in the stores and shoplifting and this and that, don't worry about people, your peer people around you calling you names or whatever. They'll get over it. But you keep on walking the narrow road. You will end up on top. God will make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. And watch God send the blessings in your life, and your friends will be envious of you. Then they're going to go, oh, how you get that? How you get that? And you'll be able to witness to them about the Lord. God bless you with it. You'll be able to say, God bless me with this. God bless you. Would you like to go to church with me on Sunday? We can come past and pick you up. Then you'll be able to invite them to church. They'll know something different. Hallelujah. Just a little nugget from my heart to yours. Thank you, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation! salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Scriptures, but that's all right because they're not mine. That's the word of God, and it's applicable for children as well as adults. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for that, and a lot of parents don't know, but you know, we think we're going through stuff. We got stress, but children got stress too.
They sure did,
and we got to understand that. And I mean, we want to be compassionate with everybody else. We need to start, what does that say, charity begins at home?
Oh, amen.
Yeah, love begins where? At home. And you got to really show that love. We can say, love is only a four-letter word until you put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to start that action at home. You know, and I thank God for the Children's Corner. Praise God. If y'all want to comment on the Children's Corner, you can call the 410-444-5152 after the broadcast, or you can write to RYMM, that's Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, a post office box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214, and we'll be glad to respond to you. We may even have a gift that we want to send out to you. We have a heart to give, and so we want to do that. So again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. And Pastor Peaches, we just finished our first our family celebration day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And for those who are not aware, or the first-time listeners, every month that has a fifth Sunday, we have designated it as Family Celebration Day, and we don't have a live service on that Sunday. We want families to minister to one another on that day, and that's what we did, and hopefully that's what you did, and we're going to be listening to testimonies on this coming Sunday. It's a live service. It's coming Sunday at 3 p.m., hallelujah, and it's at the in the lower-level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace. That's I-O-N-A, and it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's between Hawthorne Road and Walther Avenue, and I think it's off the 4200 block of Hawthorne Road as Iona Terrace. But anyway, God bless you real good, and we thank God for all of you that did heed the invitation to have a family celebration day.
Amen.
On Sunday. I tell you, it was a blessing. And I want to also share with you that this service, this Wednesday International Victory Service, is sponsored by the author of the Awakening of a Superhero. That's The Awakening of a Superhero. And it's published by the Christian Faith Publishing Company of Pennsylvania. And I want to let you know, it's an awesome read. I've read it several times myself. And glory to God. It's an awesome read. And that's part two of a series. And the series is entitled The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. And that first book is available through the bookpatch.com. The Book Patch, P as in Paul, ATCH.com. And this last book that's available, that's The Awakening of a Superhero, is available on Barnes & Noble, iTunes Store, and Amazon as an ebook or as a paperback. Or you can actually call Pastor Peaches and set up an appointment where you can stop by the Parsonage and pick up a copy of both books, or just one book. And again, that number to call to do that is 410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. And leave your message, your name and your number. We'll get back to you. You know, in a short message, you want to purchase the book. And we'll make sure that the books are signed copies, so they're a little bit more valuable, the signed copies of the book. So, again, this service is sponsored by the authors of The Awakening of a Superhero and The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. And, by the way, you can go on YouTube and see a 50-second trailer on The Awakening of a Superhero. Do that. Is that okay? Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. And I know you just expended the Spirit of the Lord has blessed you and spoken through you. But I need to ask you one question. What time is it?
Communion time.
Well, bless God. Thank you so much. It's time for Holy Communion. This is the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And give me the time to do that. Some of you already said. And Pastor Peter has already given you the housekeeping suggestions, so you have your the elements of Holy Communion already. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for Holy Communion. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, oh God. We thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, your word says, scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30, somewhere in there it says, hallelujah, to examine yourself. And right now, we examine ourselves. And Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it in our faith. And so we examine ourselves right now, and we love the coveted names of Almighty God. And I believe the number one coveted name of God is Jehovah Tsidkenu. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, from our hearts, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And again, Lord, we examine ourselves, comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on tonight. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, glory to God, the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. Again, you declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. Your word declares in Matthew 15, verse 26, and hallelujah, glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, verse 26. And Psalms 100 declares, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing all over the world right now. Hallelujah. On the left hand and on the right, north, east, south, and west, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cancers being dissolved, tumors disappearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with your heart problems, correcting themselves. Supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And likewise, glory to God. On the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup, glory to God. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, again. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is my new inheritance I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. I highlighted it with my blood. I underlined it with my blood. Let's drink together. Lord, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. When I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and missteps, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, hallelujah, nullifies, hallelujah, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie in our lives in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. For Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Now, Lord, we thank you for our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I get another amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I want you, under the sound of my voice, to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Some of you have been waiting for healing and deliverance for a long time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But God is waiting for you to step out in faith and thank him already for what he already done and decreed and declared in your life. So I need you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I see the hands going up right now. I see somebody doing something that they couldn't do before. Glory to God. Mother, God bless you. Father, God bless you. Son, God bless you. Daughter, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing right now. Hallelujah. Glory on the other side. I see that young man who's older now. He's in his middle ages right now. But when he was young, when he was a child, he had a stroke. And that stroke left some residual calamity, collateral damage to his body. He couldn't walk right. His hand, one of his hands
was not flexible. It was kind of fused in one position. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the blood of the Lamb of God, I speak right now. The Spirit of the living God goes into his room right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's right, travels down the highway. Hallelujah, go up and down hills and hallelujah, through traffic and hallelujah, goes to his house and goes through the door. And glory to God, hallelujah, right now as he lay prostrate on his bed right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. The healing oil of God is on the hands of the Spirit of the living God right now. Touching his forehead, touching his extremities, touching every part of him that was injured by this stroke. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that he be healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Hallelujah. From his feet to the tips of his fingers. Hallelujah. That every digit, every finger, every bone, every muscle, be everywhere which whole in Jesus' name. Be like it was, hallelujah, when he was born, fully functional in Jesus' name. That part of the brain that was damaged, hallelujah, glory to God. We decree and declare wholeness, healing, and health right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Brother, say thank you, Jesus. Brother, say thank you, Jesus. Sister, say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, say thank you, Jesus. Mother, say thank you, Jesus. Son, say thank you, Jesus. Daughter, say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grandparents, say thank you, Jesus. Grandchildren, say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The very creation of God is thanking God. Hallelujah. Is glorifying God right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to do something right here, right quick here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Siri, play, hallelujah, glory to God. Jesus is Lord.
I couldn't find Hallelujah, Glory to God in your Apple Music library. You can ask for a radio station or ask me to use a specific app.
Hallelujah. We're going to get Siri to be on board with what we want to do right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson. Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson. Siri, gonna act right.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson.
Now playing Carlton Pearson.
Praise God.
Let him get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Worry about yourself,
we bless him tonight.
Healing now.
Let your hands up for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on the throne. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, do you know what time it is right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for the word right now. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory right now. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, Lord. What do you have to do? Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. You're defeated already. We curse you from the root. Command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy. Everything you set up to steal us or kill or destroy the word that shall come forth tonight. Hallelujah. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. For the harvest on the, hallelujah, the good seed sown tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That it will give 30, 60, 100 fold. Even a bonus of 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. Ha-ha. We give you the glory. Glory to God, for it's yours in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I need you to do a quick read of the scriptures tonight, because we're going to finish up with the message we kind of are dealing with on Sunday. Shall I say last Wednesday? Hallelujah, because Sunday was, hallelujah, family celebration day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
The ones that you're starting with tonight?
Yeah, you can do that. You can start there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
John 20:22 is the first one. Okay. Oh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
John 20:22.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wait a
minute. You can just go on to Proverbs 15:1. That's all. Cause we can go there and we can leave it alone. Come on.
Okay.
That's all.
John 20:22. Proverbs 15:1.
All right, there it is. You got it, y'all. The subject of the message is what's easy to do is also easy not to do. And we done talked about it, why you need to understand this, because you, in your bodies, before you make a decision, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, there's a fork in the road, and you can make a right decision or a wrong decision. You can make a good decision or a bad decision. You know, it is up to you. It's up to your body, can sometimes, hallelujah, when your body, the anatomic system of your body, where some stuff happens automatically, there's some good decisions are made for you, but it's a decision. Your heart's beating, hallelujah, glory to God. The blood is running warm in your veins, hallelujah. All the other organs in your body are functioning the way they should be, hallelujah, or the way, hallelujah, glory to God. But there's some other decisions that you make that are, the conscious decisions. It's up to you to make. And we talked about a lot of them, and we said that what's easy to do is also easy not to do. And we mentioned about, the car, you get out the car, you lock the door or you don't lock the door. What's easy to do is also easy not to do. And a lot of people said, well, they've gotten out the cars and they forgot to lock the car because what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Well, I've got some news for you. You know, there's some other things that are easy to do and are easy not to do. And I gave an example, I think, when I was a young man, I had a car. I would take a lot of people home, and they would ask me, they would offer me some money. And I said, oh, no, that's all right. And I remember on one occasion I was going home after dropping three or four people off, and people offered me money. And on my way home, I ran out of gas. And God knocked me side to head, told me, said, look here, I'm going to tell you something. When somebody wants to give you something, they've been moved by my spirit to do that. And you need to say, thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name. And here's the key. There may be some enemies of yours that have been moved by my spirit to give you stuff. They don't know why. I don't know why I'm doing this. But they were moved by my spirit. And just because they were an enemy, the Bible says, glory to God, we owe no man but to love them. So you got to love your enemies. You receive it anyway. They want to give you some money. You don't know why you're giving it to me. I receive it in Jesus' name. Because you don't know what they're dealing with. You got to receive it. And you always say, in Jesus' name. That's putting the icing on the cake. So if they meant something for your evil, you're going to turn it to the good. Is that right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. So, I receive it in Jesus' name. Then there's some people, like Isaac. Y'all remember Isaac in Genesis? There was a famine in the land. But he sowed in the famine. There's some people in your life now, in your sphere of influence, in your corner of the sky, that are in a famine right now, and they need a blessing for the Lord. But they know that the word of God says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. They need a 30, 60, 100-fold return of what they sow. So when they're trying to give to you, you don't stop it. You're stopping somebody's blessing, boy. Girl, you stop it. Brother, sister, you just say, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Don't you dare say, oh, I really don't deserve it. Oh, shut up. Excuse me. That's bullying. Keep quiet and just say, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Even if it's just a compliment. Oh, you shouldn't have. No, thank you. I receive it. Oh, that's a nice dress. Oh, this old thing, you keep your mouth shut. Just say, thank you, I receive that in Jesus' name. Even compliments, money, receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't know what people are working with in their lives. And they need a blessing. They know that when they sow, they're going to reap. Because they done read Galatians 6:7. Maybe you didn't, but they have read it. And they said, well, I got to sow like in Genesis, Isaac. And Isaac sowed in the famine, and then in the same year, he received 100-fold return, 100 times what he sowed. Come on now. Anybody out there need 100 times of what you've been sowing?
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody raise your hand. I see that hand. Oh, look at her. One sister raised up both hands. Hallelujah. Oh, look, and she got her cats raising their paws. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Linda. Praise God. You know what? Y'all got to stop messing with God. Y'all get on your knees. Y'all snot and cry. Lord, please bless me. I need a financial blessing. And then somebody come up a week later and want to give you some money. Oh, no, I don't deserve it. Of course, none of us deserve the goodness of the Lord, but it's his grace and mercy. Come on now. And he wants to share that with you. Shut up. And what's easy to do is also easy not to do. It's easy to say thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. How long did that take? Pastor Peters, can you time that? Thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name. How long did that take?
Two seconds.
Now, okay, let me say this. No, thank you. How long did that take?
One second.
Okay, what's easy to do is also easy not to do. Just keep your mouth to yourself.
Amen.
God wants to bless you. You keep bugging heaven, bombarding heaven. Lord, I need a blessing. I want to buy a house. And then somebody wants to come up and get you $50. Do you know, look, that house may cost $100,000 or $200,000. Let me do it another way. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with what?
One step.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Somebody want to bless you with $5. Somebody want to bless you with $1. Take it. You want to be a millionaire. All you need is $999,999 more. You done started on your way. You're on your way, baby girl, baby boy. You are on your way. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Amen.
But don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. Don't grieve. You don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You're stayed up nights worrying about your bills, looking at your bills. You got more month at the end of the money. And then you cried out to the Lord. And you say, I pay my tithes, I pay my this, I do like that. And then God done open up the windows of heaven and pouring out stuff. And then you said, no, thank you. Oh, no, that's all right. I certainly thank God I'm not God. I would come down and smack you. You done kept me up all night long. Although God neither slumbers nor sleep. What about a financial blessing? And then when somebody wants to bless you financially, you say, no, that's all right. Oh, my God. What would you do, Pastor Peaches?
Receive it in Jesus' name.
All right. Glory to God. Yes, I thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just do that. Y'all repeat this because some of y'all need to learn how to do this. So let's see. We're going to do this 3 times. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Repeat that after me.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Okay. All y'all out there in radio land, okay, let's do it again. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Okay, we got to do it one more time because we did one for the Father, one for the Son, and now we got to do it for the Holy Ghost. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Now, there's no other conversation you need to go along with that. That settles it, period. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus, period. Put the money in your pocket. Put it in your purse. Put it in your wallet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put it in your bank account. Glory to God. Look, if you can't receive a little bit, what you going to do when somebody want to come and say, I want to give you $100,000? And after you get up off the floor, what you going to do? You got to get practice. Practice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's studying to show yourself approved. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. That's practice. Practice saying, thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name. You want God to bless you? Thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name. Walk around the house, thank you, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. And nobody's giving you anything. Why are you practicing? Because somebody's going to give it to you. Because now you understand. Now you required to receive it because I done told you. What's easy to do? It's also not easy not to do. Glory to God. One more thing. Hallelujah. That last scripture. Some folk, this is at home, at work, hallelujah, at church, in your community, you don't know how to talk to people. You done had a bad day. So the psychologists say that projection is putting something on somebody else that has nothing to do with what you're going through, but you treating them like they did. Somebody asks you something, and you yell at them, or you be very rude to them. They didn't do nothing to you. It wasn't them. It was the guy that cut you off in traffic. Or it was the mean, rude checkout lady at the grocery store. It wasn't your coworker. It definitely wasn't the dog. Why'd you kick the dog? He didn't do nothing to you. Why are you snapping at your children? Why are you snapping at your wife? Why are you barking at your husband? Why are you barking at the neighbor, your coworker? Pastor Peaches, you took one of my scriptures and you read it today. Can you read it again? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
Do me a favor. Read verse 2 of that.
The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of the fool pours out foolishness.
You got the whole picture? You work all night long. You come home, you go to bed, and your mother or your sister or your brother knocks on your door. You don't yell out, "What do you want?" They may have had an envelope full of money that somebody dropped for you. I'd turn around and walk the other way. I'd keep it for myself. What that first scripture, chapter 15, says?
A soft answer.
Soft. Y'all got to stop bullying one another. You got to stop bullying your children. Well, they don't move if I don't yell and scream at them.
That's what you got them.
Come on now, tell it. There was a couple named from New Mexico who shared a teaching about if you teach your children how to respond the first time you shared something at normal conversation tone, you never have to scream and yell at your children. But because they don't believe you mean what you say, they wait till you said it the third time, and that's when they move. You see, y'all got to come on now and come on out to the car because we're going to leave you if you don't come out. You ought to say that one time. I give you 3 minutes to come on out. 3 minutes, drive off. Mommy, and they running down the road behind, Mommy, you leave us. I told you, but you didn't say it 3 times and yell. No, I've changed my tune. I'm going to say it at normal conversation tone. You flow, you can go. You don't, you won't. I'm a poet and didn't know it. What's easy to do is also easy not to do.
Amen.
It's easy to raise your voice,
mm-hmm.
but it's easy not to. So don't raise your voice. Don't bully your family. Don't bully your preacher. Preachers, don't bully your parishioners, your members. God didn't call you to bully them. He called you to feed the sheep,
Amen.
Not to bleed the sheep.
Right.
Because words hurt if it's not done in love.
Amen.
Do y'all hear the words that's coming out of my mouth right now? Because y'all need to get this. Because somebody listened to my voice and yelled at their loved one. It really didn't mean it. But that's just the way I am. Well, you need to change your stuff.
Amen.
That's an alibi, an excuse for being bad. That's an excuse for being a bully. Ain't no excuse for sin.
Amen.
You say that's sin? Oh, well, my Bible tells me, to them that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is
sin.
But I'm just so used to yelling at my children. Change your modus operandi. And you'll see, you'll raise some good kids who will do what you do. See, because they will do what you do. They yelling at the siblings and at the playmates and stuff because you do that. Change your modus operandi. Now, some people say, well, a software turnaround, you mean I got to be gentle and sweet? No, what it's talking about just normal conversation tone. I'm not talking about being syrupy, although I like syrup on my pancakes, you know, but still, I don't know what's bad about being syrup, having syrup, but the bottom line is just being loving in your conversation and the way you act and what you do. Be mindful of, would you want someone to say that to you like that? Because what's easy to do is also easy not to do. So let's be easy with our conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know, but I think I finished with this teaching. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to close, and then it's all yours, okay?
Yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you for your word. It is seed, and it shall bring forth much fruit, 30, 60, 100-fold in our lives, in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
If you want the whole list of scriptures in this message, give us a call at 410-444-5152. If you'd like to allow Jesus Christ to come into your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to come into my heart, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. We thank you, child of God. Please give us a call if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. If you'd like to just dial 410-444-5152. If you'd like to send us a communication or to send a financial blessing, even in the mail, address your envelope or your check, address your envelope to P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you. See you on Sunday, 3 o'clock. Thank you, Jesus.
come.